This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to Prayers of the Pious. There's a story of a man in Sahih Muslim that you may have heard about, but I want to focus on one particular element of his story. The man's name is Uwais al-Qarni. May Allah be pleased with him. And this was a man that the Prophet, peace be upon him, spoke about, though he never met him. And he told the companions, if you ever meet this man, then you should ask Allah, you should ask him to ask Allah to seek forgiveness for you because of his closeness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he gave some descriptions about Uwais radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Umar ibn al-Khattab, every single year as people would come from Hajj, he would ask the caravans, particularly from Yemen, is this man Uwais amongst you? Until finally he finds him and he starts to ask all of these questions about his description, where he's from, what tribe he's from, and if he is the man who the Prophet ﷺ was talking about. The Prophet, peace be upon him, described his deeds, however, in two ways. He said that this man had leprosy, and he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cure him from that leprosy, except for the size of a coin, except for the size of a dirham. And this was a man that used to be generous, or used to show extreme obedience, or would show extreme obedience to his mother. And because of the obedience he showed to his mother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored him. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, after setting out and understanding who this man was and that it was indeed him, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked him and requested him to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for him. Usually with this narration, we focus on the mother part, on the fact that the greatest way to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to honor your parents. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said that, I do not know of any action that brings a person closer to God than the honoring of one's mother. But I want to actually focus on the sentence before that that doesn't usually get talked about in the explanation of the hadith and doesn't usually get talked about in the context of dua. The man had leprosy and he asked Allah to cure him from leprosy. But he asked Allah to leave a dirham size, a coin size of that leprosy on him. And that's really interesting. Why do you think he would do that? He did that so that he could always remember the pain that he suffered and the need to be grateful for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curing him. And he wanted that to always be a reminder for him. And that's a very powerful example of character, that many times we call upon Allah in our desperation, we ask Allah to remove that hardship from us. But as you know, and we make promises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but as soon as Allah removes that hardship from us and we make that promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we become heedless once again and we forget not only the blessing of the removal of that hardship, but we forget the promises that we made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is an extraordinary lesson, that when you're calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asking for Him to relieve you of a hardship, ask Allah to also maintain the lesson of that hardship for you, because the closest you are to Allah is often in your deepest moments of vulnerability and hardship, and you don't want that to leave you. Because many times when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes something away from you, He gives you something better. And the greatest thing that Allah can give you in exchange for something you lose of this world is Himself. And that's what Uwais al-Qarni gained in his hardship, that deep relationship to Allah that he never wanted to forget, even as he wanted to be cured from that leprosy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that humility. May Allah relieve us of our hardships, but not allow us to forget the lessons that we learn in our hardships. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the best of this life and the next. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. See you all next time, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.